Episode 789, My Strength is My Story, Life Happens.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I'm so excited. Today is My Strength is My Story Day. And oh, we're going to be chatting about Life Happens. It's going to be awesome. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today I got to tell you, life happens. That's what we're talking about. Yes, you're talking to me. There is no guest today. Can you believe it? Life happens. I just got to tell you, I had an interview scheduled as I'm recording this right now, and it fell through at the last minute. And so it didn't happen. And I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. I went really quickly into the spiral, you know, downfall. And I was like, whoa, 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 stop. Stop the presses. Enough is enough. Life happens. What do you do when life happens? When things don't go as planned? No one is immune to struggles and troubles in life. You just can't blow away with the wind. Yet when life happens, what do? We begin to freak out. Maybe our heart begins to race more. Maybe those thoughts, I mean, our thoughts, it's amazing. Remember we talked about this a few episodes back where we have anywhere from 30 to 50 to 70,000 thoughts in a day. Now think about that. That's crazy. So within this brief little time period of like milliseconds, I probably had about 300 thoughts go through my head. And I got to be honest with you, I was upset. Oh, yes, I was. And I was then disappointed. And then I was like, but I wanted to share the story. Because it's all about the story, right? My strength is my story. Your strength is in your story. What do you do when life happens? Some might choose to go cowered in the corner and retreat. Others may jump into action with aggression. Ever done any of those two? Oh yeah, I think I've done both. Multiple times. But what's the best thing you can do when life happens to you? You know, I got to be honest with you, which you know I am. I'm real and raw here. I just peel back all the layers. There's nothing hiding. And I was like, gosh, what can I pull out of the vault? And I was like, no, I'm not pulling out something old. I'm coming here with something new. Because all of us struggle with life when it happens to us. And we are hurt. And we feel damaged. We feel used. Just kind of like we were this old little towel that's like, oh, it's kind of discolored and it doesn't mean anything anymore. So we're just going to go throw it in the trash. It's not even worthy to be donated. Ever felt like that when life happens? Well, I have to be honest with you. I was a little upset when the interview didn't happen. And I was disappointed, like I told you before. But within a few seconds, and I'm talking like less than 5 seconds. I mean, it was brief. It was like three blinks of that. I decided that I had a choice. I could be upset and frazzled, or I could get something put together for this incredible community here. Because that's what I love about you. You know that we have this amazing community together. We do. It's real. It's authentic. We don't sit here and hide. It's a safe place. We're very open and honest. You know, I don't beat around the bush. I say it like it is. I do it out of love because in everything that we do, there's growth. If you look at how Jesus walked on earth and when he came here as a baby, he came as a baby just like we did. He had to learn to walk just like we did. He had to learn the rules of the world. He had to learn that sometimes you get hurt. He felt the feelings that we felt. So when I wanted this interview to happen so bad, do you think Jesus really understood what was going on with my feelings? Oh yeah, he did. I bet you when he walked on earth, he wanted to have a lot of interviews that he didn't get to have. People walked away, slammed doors in his face, hid from him, called him by name. That didn't make him less of a man, less of our Heavenly Father. He's God the Son. So when I began to gain perspective of what had just happened and look on the brighter side, I was like, okay, what can I learn from this? Seriously, I went to that. I was like, what can I learn from this? How can I love more? How can I serve them more? How can I serve this community? How can I serve this amazing person that I was so looking forward to interview? How can I serve her more? What can I do? Think about this. Are you choosing to write your own chapters in your story? Or are you letting someone else dictate your story? It's real easy to do because we get caught up in the wind. We get caught up in those tornadoes. Just a few days ago, we had really, really high winds. They were getting into the 70 and 80 mile per hour winds. We actually had two tornadoes touch down around us, not exactly where I am located here up north, but we did. And the Midwest had some major tornadoes hit. Lives were lost. When life happens, we can choose death or we can choose life. Death, hopefully not literally, but death as in we hold back. We're afraid to be vulnerable, meaning being honest, being authentic, because we throw that word around a lot, vulnerable. We'll have an episode on that. What it is, what does it mean? But when you begin to open yourself up and say, you know what? I truly am not perfect. Oh yeah, I got all ready for the interview. I did my hair. Yeah, because we do both audio and video. There's a reason for that. That's a little hint. More of that to come here pretty soon in the very, very, very near future. I'm so excited. Yes, my strength is my story. I keep relying on that. And I got all prepared. To be what? Let down? Oh, no. To learn something. To learn something about me. To grow. To give you all more. More of I don't know always what. More of my heart, I pray. More of, you know what? This is real life and life does happen. But when life happens, you don't have to let it happen to you and against you because God is always by your side. He's carrying you. Your strength is in your story. So what can you hold on to when life happens? What thread of hope can you grab while you feel unraveled and out of sorts? Well, I got to tell you, first off, I just threw it up to God. Literally, I was like, that's it, Lord, you take this. It's not mine to bear. But I did say a prayer. And I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to learn from this, but teach me. Teach me. And then secondly, it was more about how can I serve my beautiful community? All of you that come and you've subscribed and you've rated and reviewed and you listen and some of you are listening absolutely every single day. You're with me. And I'm like, I can't let you down. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I did. For probably a millisecond of a millisecond, I felt like a failure. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have an interview. What do I do? It's out of my control. Life happens. But that doesn't mean that we can't have an episode. That doesn't mean we can't learn together. That doesn't mean that we can't talk about your strength being in your story. Because you matter. You matter to me. And ultimately, you matter to God. What are you learning from your stories? Are you continually running from them? Or are you embracing them? Are you embracing hope? Are you embracing unconditional love? Embracing grace? Are you letting and allowing God to embrace you? You see, that's when we become vulnerable, when we humble ourselves. And we come to him and say, I can't do this alone. Because I can't. A one-man band might sound really good, but it's no fun to be out there in the world all by yourself. You can always count on God when life happens. But you know what? You can always count on God when life happens and it's all good. Don't just grab him when things get tough. Don't just reach out and go, hey, I need you now. Where have you been? You need to come take over because I'm about ready to explode. Yeah. But what about in your day-to-day goings and your responsibilities, running your errands, going to pick up your laundry, going to the grocery store, picking up your kids at school, having dinner with your spouse? Where is God when life happens all the time in everyday life? Your strength is in your story. What do you want to embrace today? Because you know running doesn't work. You just get tired and you don't get stronger. You just get weaker. Maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got some really good stories. Yeah, you do. And I would love to hear them. Maybe you've been wrestling in your mind. Gosh, maybe I want to go on her podcast. Oh, I don't know what I would say. Guess what? Try it out. I would love to speak with you. Click on the link, My Strength is My Story. If you want to, number one, recommend somebody, you're like, oh, Christiane, I need to hook you up. You need to talk to this person. And I'm even talking to men, okay? They've got to be special men. I love men. I really do. But because we're mainly a community of women here, I want to make sure we take care of you girls, right? Got to take care of the girls. And so, but if it's a man or a woman, I don't care. I want to speak to them. I would love to learn more. And you can help me make that connection. Recommend them to me. Introduce me to them. Okay. Number two, maybe it's your story. There's strength in your story. And maybe God's pulling and tugging on you saying, gosh, life does happen, but he also has all these rainbows. And I'm ready to start sharing the rainbows on the other side. We talk about the other side a lot here, right? I end it with, I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side because life happens, but because God is, I am, there's always rainbows on the other side. So you can share your information with me and say, Christiane, I would like to be on your podcast. I would love that. This is not about fame or fortune. How many people you know, it's not about that at all. It's about what my strength is, my story. And each of you have a story to share. That means each of you are a blessing to someone else. When you're ready to share your story, I am here. So no, this may not have been an interview to where you heard something, but I pray today that your heart has been touched, that your mind has been open, that you understand that this is a real safe community. And maybe you want to come into a community of women. We've got an amazing group. It's the Women of Impact. It's a Facebook group. It's private. All you have to do is request to join. Facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Request to join and I will approve your membership. I would love to have you there. Some exciting things are around the corner. God has been, yeah, he's been stretching me and my story. He's given me, I pray he's going to give me more strength because I can't do this by myself. And neither can you. But with God, nothing is impossible. Go out today, live, love, impact, even when life happens. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.